Gracious and Holy Father, we're grateful to you for your goodness. We thank you that you call people to do things, to give sacrificially of their time and at some risk to themselves so that they would be able, Lord, to make a difference in the lives of people. We pray that you would be with Gail and Andrea and Beth and the whole team from Compassion Corps who go to Morocco this week. May your Holy Spirit go before them to guide them, to guard them, to teach them, and to give them a fruitful outcome to their efforts. We thank you for them. We commend them to your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all. Thank you. Now it's our turn. Using the Psalms primarily, let's worship together using these words on the screen. It's clearly marked who reads when. Let's do it together. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. And now together, let's join in a prayer of general confession, an appropriate way together to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's Supper all together. Ready? Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the desires and devices of our own hearts. We have left undone those things we ought to have done, and we have done those things we ought not to have done. Have mercy on us, miserable offenders. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Scripture today comes from Romans chapter 6. I'd like to invite you to turn there with me for the reading of this scripture. And I want you to know, you've heard a little bit of this already from the worship team, and you'll hear more during and after communion as a part of our celebration of this Holy Week when we remember the triumphal entry and Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday. We're going to read most of the story. We've already read the triumphal entry and Jesus in the temple, and we'll read most of Mark chapter 14 and chapter 15 during and after the communion. The scripture I'm reading is from Romans chapter 6, verses 11 to 13, and I'd like to ask if you would stand as I read this scripture to our heart's blessing. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. May the Lord bless this reading and hearing of his holy word to our hearts and to our living. Thank you all. Sometimes I feel like I use the 8:15 service as a dress rehearsal. I really mean everything I say at 8:15, but I'm not always with the program for some reason. So I need to give you all a little wake-up call here that in the opening five or six statements of this communion meditation, every word works. And that makes it feel heavy. Not heavy in a bad sense, but I've got to listen to this. So forewarned is forearmed. Friendship with God is the fulfillment of the transcendent dignity and calling of every human person. Jesus Christ has re-established that friendship. When we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son. Jesus Christ has created a community of faith, the church, that has been restored to friendship with God. Your faith in Jesus Christ and your participation in the church admits you to that friendship. When I look into your kind and intelligent faces, week by week, I am looking into the faces of the friends of God. Friendship with God is the work of a lifetime. The five sermons, which began last Sunday, address some of the barriers and bridges to that friendship. Last Sunday, we tried to take down one of those barriers: disillusionment, broken dreams, and broken promises disillusion people. Somebody disappoints you, you disappoint yourself, and you begin to think to yourself, what's the point? Why should I try? When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The bridge over that barrier into a deeper friendship with God is a conviction about God. Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says, where sin increased, grace increased all the more. That means don't give up on God. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That conviction is rooted in reality. God is never at his best more than when man is at his worst. That's the meaning of the cross. Another barrier to friendship with God is lip service. The prophet Isaiah said it first, and Jesus reaffirmed it. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You know, in the church, sexual sins, stealing money from the church, or bullying people make headlines. But paying lip service to God is, hands down, the most dangerous temptation to the people in this room. Well, think about it for a minute. How do you feel when somebody tells you something because they know that that's what you want to hear, and you know they don't mean it? The person says it to get you off his back. That's lip service. And I can't think why God would like it any more than you and I like it. So what are we going to do about that? Romans chapter 6, verses 11 to 13 offer an antidote to lip service. You don't want to miss it. We begin first in verse 11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Count yourselves dead to sin. There's action for you there. Count yourselves. Consider seriously being a friend of God means that your life without God is over, as if a death had taken place. It means that you begin to say no to ungodly behavior that you had once tolerated and excused. Saying no to ungodly behavior is not all there is to friendship with God, but I'll tell you, if we can't say no to ungodly behavior, what kind of friendship is it? So, I have a question for you. What will you do with what you just heard this week? Let's try a brief spiritual exercise. I need you to think. I need you to look inside. What ungodly behavior in your life comes to mind just like that? Let it come, and now ask yourself, are you willing to say no to that behavior this week? I'd like to ask you to take 30 seconds and do that exercise. Just look inside. Think about yourself. What behavior would you be willing to say no to this week? Thank you. Verse 12 encourages us to say no. Listen to this. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. You know, if you find yourself unwilling or unable to say no to some disagreeable or lousy behavior, maybe it means that behavior already has you in its grip. What kind of friendship with God is that? But we're not finished with verse 11 yet. There's really good news ahead. Listen to it again. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Count yourselves alive to God in Christ Jesus. Once again, there's action for you to take. Count yourselves. Consider seriously. You who believe in Jesus Christ are alive to God. It's as if a new world has begun to open up for you, as if you had been raised from the dead already in your soul. You can begin to be prepared for unexpected good things that once upon a time you never dared to hope for. We know God has good things in mind for us. We know God loves us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. We know He wants us to share in His holiness. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 10. We know He wants us to have life to the max. John chapter 10 and verse 10. A lifetime of discovering good things that God has for us awaits you. And then comes a surprise. Verse 13. Listen to this. Don't offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. You know, sometimes you hear people say the human body is just a bag of bones. The human body is so much more. It's God's toolkit. Your eyes, ears, tongue, hands, feet, they're the tools. Tools are neutral. How we use them is anything but neutral. So, how will you use these magnificent tools that God has given to you? How many ways are there to use a screwdriver? How many ways do you think there are to use your hands in the service of God, or your eyes in the service of God? Who knows? I'd like to suggest two. And this will help us, instead of just paying lip service to God, begin to serve Him from our hearts. Two actions this week. Number one, pray every day. If you think, I don't know how to pray, let me give you three ways that I promise you can do. Number one, say the Lord's Prayer every day. And you say to me, I don't know the Lord's Prayer. It's in the book. Matthew chapter 6, the first gospel. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Say the Lord's Prayer. Second of all, say to God, thank you for some good thing that makes your life better this week. And number three, ask God to do something good for the people in your life whom you love. You can do that. You can do that every day. Second of all, discipline yourself to be here every week. That discipline every week is good for your spiritual health, just like walking a mile every day is good for the health of your body. I hope you'll also be here Thursday night for our musical and scriptural reenactment of the Last Supper. I hope you'll be here the whole time on Good Friday, or at least come and go as you can from noon till 3. We actually have childcare on Thursday night. It's a great habit to begin when you're young. So here's my next question for you. What are you going to do with that this week? And once again, I'd like to ask you to try a brief spiritual exercise. What good can you do for God with your body this week? What comes to mind? Let it come to mind, and then ask yourself, am I willing to do that for the sake of our friendship with God? So just take a moment. Think about your life. Think about your day. Think about your body, this wonderful instrument, and ask yourself, how can I use it for God this week? Am I willing? Thank you. Now, let's commune with our friend, our Father in heaven, and our Lord Jesus Christ, as we serve the bread and the cup. Let part of your communion be to revisit these brief spiritual exercises and to ask yourself, what am I willing to say no to this week for the sake of my friendship with God? And what am I willing to do with my body this week for God, for the sake of our friendship with God? If you believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and if you have said publicly, Jesus is Lord, you may not be a part of Brandywine Valley Baptist Church, but you are a part of the Christian family, and we want you to eat and to drink with us. If you do not believe yet, believe right here, right now. Believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead, and be prepared to say publicly, Jesus is Lord. If you're willing to do that, when you turn that connection card in just a few minutes, tell me you did it. I'd like to have a conversation with you.